here's something. Did the when you went to the theatre once, did really the Royal Shakespeare Company leave a programme on your seat saying, we the undersigned are privileged to be part of your profession?
Yes, it was. It was indeed. I went to see them in the first time they did an all-male show, and I sent them a I was funny enough with Barbara at the Whitehall.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent them a telegram. It was in the first all-male. They were there as it used to be in the old days, and I said, come in, boys, the water's lovely.
Oh, yeah. You see, I ran that as a competition because I said, who was left the programme by the RSC saying, we don't understand the privilege to provide. Well, everyone, of course, is aiming at from Muhammad Ali to Alec Guinness.
Yes.
And then, of course, and they should have got it because I do have something in a recession on the show with playing the soundtracks. And as you can see, I even got the last CD, I Am What I Am. I believe that's still. Is that the most current CD?
Yes, it is.
It is, yeah.
It's a show that I was offered. And then they at the Palladium, and then
I should imagine so.
They had an American actor, wonderful George Hearn.
Yeah, George Hearn, I saw him.
It was wonderful, but he came to see him and he said, I can't understand why they had me and not you, because you should have loved the show, and I do it a lot.
If ever there was a tailor-made show for you, that was it, wasn't it, Casual Fall?
Absolutely.
Totally. Otherwise, I've got to beg you on, literally something like Bended Knee, no jokes now, to come into our morning show one of these mornings and be fated. We'll give you croissants and everything.
I promise you, on my honour, I will.
Well, I'll tell the truth. They said, oh, Dan can talk to us on the phone. And I said, no, it's not good enough. I really want to be face-to-face with Dan and apologise for,
I'm very honoured because you've done this today, because you don't do it at all, I hear.
I know, I don't, but I said, on the OBE day, we've got to do it. And, you may have thought that there was when we're given the standing O when you come on, but if you knew your reputation through this show alone, I'll tell you why. I don't think this is, I'm being too, I was a great fan, and in the end, a quite good friend of Tony Newley. And people took Tony Newley for granted. And I said, no, look, before Pop and your Pop Idol and your Big Brother shows, we did have a certain strata of star that could rival Las Vegas. In fact, played Las Vegas and did the whole thing. Yeah. Newley, of course, was top of the shop, but people thought it was just Tony Newley who was in Oliver. And so Tony came in and I said, you must know that some of us still recognise the old strata of show business, and without damning you with that faint praise, Dan, you are top of the shop. Absolutely top of the shop. So I can't wait until the morning you walk in here and we can present you with a bouquet and another OBE.
Great honour, and Fanny, thank you very much for...
Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, and I think everybody up again, ladies and gentlemen, there we go.